بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مشيخ الأستاذ حضرت مولانا نصير الله رحمة الله عليه used to always mention that it is very very important for a person to concentrate upon the cleansing of the inner self. When we say cleansing of the inner self, what we call tazkiyah nafs, purification of a soul, purification of the ruh and nafs. And this is related to keeping the heart cleansed. One simple example you always mention, when you retire to bed at night, he said, insan ko chahiye ki apne dil ko har musalman se saaf aur shaffaf rakhe. Keep your heart clean in relation to any Muslim. For on the morrow, nobody knows whether I and you will wake up again. So simple as that. Leave on a clean slate from the dunya is concerned, far as your interaction with fellow beings are concerned. This indeed is very, very important. Quoting incident, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala mentions, one occasion we all are gathered in the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, while imparting a discourse, that soon a person will come in the masjid and the effects of the wudu water will be evident upon his beard and face, where it will be dripping down, and for him Allah Ta'ala has decreed Jannah, paradise. And when the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells something, there is no doubt whatsoever in his words. That is part of our iman, yaqeen, and our conviction. The sahabas were very, very curious. And when this person entered the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they observed him. He performed two rakats namaz, whatever it is. And thereafter departed. After sitting, he departed. The next day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the very same statement, and the same person in turn entered the masjid. The third day also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the same statement, that soon a person will enter the masjid and the effects of wudu water will be evident upon his face, physical self. And the third day also the same person appeared. After the conclusion, when he left once again, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if my memory serves me correct, to another sahabi, followed him, made salam to him. After making salam, he mentioned, brother, I have a problem with one of the relatives, and as a result, I don't intend going home. If you grant me your permission, I'd like to spend a few days with you. This sahabi, regarding whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he's a jannati. He mentioned, yes, you're most welcome. And Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, another sahabi, whoever he was, followed him to his house. 3 nights and 3 days he spent with him. And after the 3 nights, he told his host, "Ke brother, I seek permission from you to leave. And I would like to tell you, I had no argument with any of our relatives. But I want to tell you one thing. Okay, for 3 consecutive days, each time you, before you entered the masjid, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Soon a person will enter in the masjid, the effect of wudu will be evident upon his face, where water will be dripping, and for him Allah Ta'ala has decreed Jannah. And it was you. I wanted to observe your life. What was the deed and amal has found such acceptance that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this Mubarak statement about you? I came to observe you. And he says, I spent 3 days and three nights. I didn't see you carrying out any special ibadah, he's concerned. Yes. The only thing I can say, at night when you're sleeping next to your bed, each time you turn your posture the other way, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the subhanallah takbir, whatever the case may be. And nothing else. No extra nafil namaz. No tahajjud namaz, etc. Anyway, so the sahabi mentioned, yes brother, this is the only thing which I carry out. And he started walking away. Then after a little while, this sahabi beckoned Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah, another sahabi, brother, one thing, yes. And he called him back. I can tell you only this much. Alhamdulillah, I always keep my heart clean from every Muslim from negative thoughts. One. And secondly, he says, Alhamdulillah, I have no hasad, jealousy, and envious nature within myself. The sahabi mentioned, subhanallah. Yes, these are the qualities for which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala has decreed Jannah to us. I conclude one point. Mustad Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in Urdu, the essence is in Urdu, very beautiful, but I'll translate it for benefit. He mentioned, Har Musalman ke saath nek guman rakho, lekin muamla ihtiyat ka rakho. Would every Muslim entertain always good virtuous thoughts? But when dealing with a Muslim, take your necessary precautions. Subhanallah. And the other thing he mentioned, very, very important. Entertain good thoughts in your mind regarding Muslim. He said, Yaad rakho, bo roze qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala hame ye sawal nahi karenge ki aapne fulane musalman ke saath nek guman kyun rakha. Lekin khuda na khasta, Allah na kare, agar tumne kisi musalman ke saath nek badgumani ki to uske mutalliq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala baroz qiyamah zarur bizurur ye sawal farmayenge ki aapne fulane musalman ke saath aapne badgumani kyun ki. If you entertain any good thoughts regarding a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will never question you in Qiyamah. But Allah forbid, if you are suspicious, have negative thoughts, unjustified, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will question you, why did you entertain negative thoughts, evil thoughts regarding fellow Muslim? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep my heart pure, keep our heart pure in the house of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.